Hello, this is a message for the 26th of April for the kids in the Ignite group. So today we are talking about how Jesus shows himself to us today. I'm hoping to touch on a little bit of this. Sometimes when I start off the message, there are things I intend to say and then I think, oh goodness, I don't know whether I've touched enough on that, but definitely going to talk about how Jesus shows himself to us today. So we're going to start off a little bit morbid, a little bit, I don't know, a little bit funny, really. The game that I want to play with you today is looking to see whether these people are dead or alive. I've tried to choose people that we definitely know what's happened with them. So the first person you have to guess whether they're dead or alive is William Shakespeare, the man who wrote Romeo and Juliet and lots of other stories and poems. He wrote a lot of plays. Is he dead or alive? Do you know? Second person is Zac Efron. He was the guy who was in High School Musical. He's an actor. So what do you think? Is he dead or alive? The third person is Tony Blair. Oh, do you know who that is? He was the Prime Minister of this country. Do you think he's dead or alive? I know you might just be guessing. I will be giving you answers in a little while. And the fourth person is Noah. Noah, is he dead or alive? God asked him to build an ark. What do you think? Is he dead or alive? The fifth person is Jeremy Clarkson. I don't know whether everybody knows this character. He was very interested in cars. And he used to be in a program called Top Gear. Do you think he is dead or alive? I know sometimes you might just be guessing. And the last person is Jesus. What do you think? Is Jesus dead or alive? Does that make you think? Are there things you're thinking? Okay, so let's go through the list. William Shakespeare. He did write a lot of books, a lot of plays, and a lot of poems, but he is dead. He lived quite a while ago. Zac Efron is still acting, and he's been in a few sort of newer programs, so he is alive. Tony Blair was Prime Minister about 4 Prime Ministers ago. He is still alive and is still giving ideas about what he thinks about things that are happening in the world. So he is alive. Noah. Yeah, remember that story? It happened a long time ago in the Bible. God asked Noah to build an ark and kept his family safe during the flood. Noah is dead. That happened a long time ago. Jeremy Clarkson is still alive. He's done a few other programs after Top Gear, but he's still alive. Jesus is alive. He did live a long time ago, and he did die, but God raised him up from the dead. So Jesus, I suppose, is the odd one out of all of those, because even though he died, he is alive. We talked about that during the Easter time. So if you haven't listened to the earlier sessions of these, maybe you could go back and sort of look at them again. So when we look at things around us, because we're trying to see how Jesus shows himself to us today, we can see the world that God has made. And God has made a beautiful world. And the things in the world that God has made, we can see his goodness in that, and we can see His love for us in creating such a beautiful world. Even if we just looked at trees, how trees grow so beautifully and so strong. And we can see aspects of Jesus in that, because Jesus is strong and he is there for us. And even though winds may blow, like they blow against a tree, Jesus is steadfast. Jesus is strong and in our lives, and he is there for us. So when we look at the world around us, sometimes God can help us to see Jesus in that. And he can help us to see Jesus. If you look at a clock, and you might think, how am I going to see Jesus in a clock? But as long as the battery is in a clock, the hands will tick and they will talk, and it will show the time moving around us. Now, for me, I can see Jesus in that. And that as long as I am linked to Jesus like a battery, he will keep my life moving forward. And he will keep things happening in my life. And time will keep my life in time. Jesus keeps me alive. And he keeps me ticking over. So that's how I could say I could see Jesus in the things around me. In the book of John, we read how Jesus was there right at the beginning when God made the earth. Jesus was there. And he was not only in the things that were made, but he keeps those things existing. Sometimes it can be difficult to understand the concept of how Jesus is in our lives and how he works and makes a difference in our lives. But that does happen. There are other things around us that we can't see, but we know they exist and we know they are helpful and we use them in our lives. If you think about the wind, we can't see the wind. We can feel it when it blows, and we can use it to generate electricity with the wind turbines. We can use it if we're sailing a boat that has a sail, and the wind will blow into the sails and move the boat. There's electricity. We can use electricity, but we don't see it. We can't see electricity. We know how to generate it. We know how to make it work for us. Love is another thing that we can't see, but we know it's there and we can feel it in how people react and respond to us sometimes. Music, that's another thing that we can make and we can feel and hear it, and we can use it to make ourselves feel better or to influence our lives. And music influences our mood. So those are things. So it's not that unusual that we can understand the concept of Jesus. Jesus, we cannot see him, but we can feel him. We can feel his love for us. If we open up our hearts to him and we invite him to come in and to be our friend, then he is in our life and he can make a difference in our life. I'm going to try and put some songs on the resource page. So I'm going to try and put Jesus in my life. It's a song that's by Hillsong. If I'm not able to do that, you might need to go on YouTube or ask mom or dad to help you get on YouTube to have a look for the song Jesus in My Life by Hillsong. It will really encourage you. There's a story in the book of Acts about Paul and how he met Jesus. And at that time, Jesus appeared to him as a very bright light. And Paul heard Jesus speaking to him. The other people around Paul did not hear anything. But Paul heard Jesus saying, "Why are you persecuting me? Why are you trying to hurt me?" And Paul said, "Who are you?" And the voice said, "I am Jesus, who you are hurting and you are persecuting." So Paul met Jesus. And we know that the story is true and that Jesus is alive today. He can influence and help our lives today. The Bible is not just a storybook, and it's not just something that happened a long time ago. It is something that is for us today to make our lives better and to help us to go through life. So sometimes Jesus can show himself as a bright light. He can show himself as a wind or a rushing wind. In the book of Acts as well, we hear right at the beginning about when the disciples were waiting after Jesus had gone up to heaven, and they were in a room and they were really trying to decide what to do next. And Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit came like a wind in the room. And you can imagine that. Feeling the wind inside the room was so unusual. And then everybody felt as if they had a little flame on their shoulders or their heads. And people were really amazed because they had not had the Holy Spirit come on them before. And we really have to try and understand that God comes in three people. He is God the Father, who we have to recognize is our Father, and he is right up there. He deserves our thanks, our praises, our appreciation. And to make it easier for us to understand, God sent his son Jesus in the form of a person, so that we can find it easier to relate to. And we call Jesus our friend. We can call Jesus our brother. Jesus is also our savior. He came to save us from not having any hope. And then we have the Holy Spirit. And that is also part of God. We have God the Holy Spirit. And that, the Holy Spirit, is what Jesus sent to keep us company while he's away. Jesus could not stay here to be with us. He had to go back to heaven, and he sits there and asks God to help us in all the things that we need help to. So when we're saying our prayers, some of our prayers go to Jesus and he actions them, I guess. It is a difficult thing to understand. But Jesus is, the best way to understand it is that God is split up into three people: God the Father, God the Son, who is Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes down to help us know what Jesus is like. And he shows us the best way that we can live our lives. So the Holy Spirit is the closest part of God to us. And it's the one that influences us the most. And it can help us to see Jesus in our life today. Like I said about Jesus being a clock or being like a clock. Jesus could be like a light bulb. It could be that he brings light into your life. He shines the light to show the good things and the bad things. When you see the bad things, you're supposed to do something about it. When you see the good things, you're supposed to thank God for that. So Jesus went to heaven, but he's still very much interested in what we do and what is going on with us. And when we pray, then he knows that, yes, we are connecting with Jesus. So it is important to talk to Jesus. It is important to treat him like our friend and to ask him to show us how we can see him in our lives, because he is always here with us and he's always waiting for us to turn around and talk to him, for us to try and connect with him. So the Holy Spirit comes and he lives in our heart. If we ask the Holy Spirit to come and live in our heart and we say we want to be Jesus's friend, the Holy Spirit will help us to see the good things about our lives. Even when bad things are happening, if people are suffering, or if you're going through a bad time or a rough time, the Holy Spirit can help you to see things in a different way. And it can give us the strength to do the right things. And that's how God shows up in our lives today. It's not always in the form of Jesus as a person. There are some people that have had visions of Jesus, but most of the time it'll be the Holy Spirit that comes into your heart and helps you to see Jesus in our everyday life. We can see Jesus in the friends around us. Maybe somebody does something that is kind to you. And that is how God works. God works through people. He shows us his love through people. So sometimes when people give you good things, it's because God has put that in their hearts or in their minds to give you something nice. And Jesus still gives life to things today. Jesus was part of creation, as I say. That's in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 18. It's quite a long piece, and it talks about how God made the world, and that Jesus was right there with God when the world was being made. Jesus was still there. It's difficult for us to understand at the moment, and we don't have to fully understand it. But we just have to ask God to help us to believe it, that Jesus was there all the way through the world being made. And Jesus is still making things work well today. Jesus still gives life to things today. He still affects our life today. So sometimes if I'm feeling sad, or if I'm feeling a bit bored of being stuck indoors all the time with lockdown, I will ask Jesus to help me feel better. And I will ask him to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, give me strength to do the things I need to do. And that's one of the ways that Jesus shows up in my life, is when I ask him for something, he gives it to me. It's not always in the way that I expect it, but sometimes I do feel absolute joy. I do find that I'm able to do things that maybe are a little bit boring or things that I'm not keen to do. And I know that comes from the power that Jesus gives me. Sometimes people like to wear a bracelet and it's got WWJD. And it sort of says, that stands for "What would Jesus do?" So if you had to make a decision, maybe your friend was cross with you and shouted at you, then you could ask yourself, what would Jesus do in that situation? Jesus would not shout back. Jesus would not get cross with their friend. He would try and understand what that person was feeling and try and empathize with them. So that's supposed to help us when we get into a sticky situation. If we think, what would Jesus do? Then that would help us to, you know, to act in the right way. But I like a bracelet. They haven't made a bracelet like this, but we could have a bracelet that would be WIJD. What is Jesus doing? And that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in what Jesus is doing in my life, how Jesus is helping me to live this life and to go through difficult situations. Jesus helps me by giving me strength, by giving me hope, by letting me see that any suffering I do go through, it's only for a short time. It doesn't last forever. There is something on YouTube that I would like you to try and find. It's a song by Gareth Robinson, and it's called "Thank You, Father." I'm going to try and upload that onto the resource page, but if I'm not able to, then try and look for it on YouTube. And through this song, we can see that God is here and is willing to help us today. We can talk to him about the things that are troubling us. We can go to him in prayer and ask for help when we need help. We can ask him to do things or to change things in our lives. Amazing things happen when we pray. Amazing things. And we are going to have a memory verse today. And it's going to come from the book of Revelations, which is the last book in the Bible. And it's chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. And it just helps us to really see Jesus in a new way. And it's Jesus speaking, and he says, "I am the first and last and the living one. I died, but now I am alive forever." And that's to show us that Jesus is alive now. He was there at the beginning of the world, and he will be there at the end. I like to think of it as that Jesus was there at the beginning of my life. He is with me right now through all the days and the years of my life, and he will be with me at the end of my life. And he is alive forevermore, and I will be alive with him in heaven forevermore. So we can only pray to God that he helps us to understand more about Jesus and about how he is in our life today. That Jesus shows himself in different ways in our lives today. Sometimes when we hear a piece of music, we could think about Jesus. Sometimes when we read our Bibles, we could see Jesus and how he works in our lives. So before we go, let us pray. Lord, I just pray for all the young people that have listened to this, and I pray that it is useful to them and that they see Jesus brightly shining in their lives. I pray that they make a decision to be Jesus' friend and that he shows them how he can help them through difficult situations in their lives. I pray that you bless them and that once lockdown is over, that we will all be able to meet again in church. And I pray that you bless them and keep them safe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So do take care. And do be careful out there. If you go for walks or if you go shopping with parents, you know, do listen to what your parents are telling you to do and advising you to do. And I look forward to seeing you soon. God bless you. Bye.